In a world where our metaphysical front door stands perpetually open to digital interruptions, finding centered space for creativity has become our greatest challenge. The typical knowledge worker checks emails 74 times daily and switches tasks every 10.5 minutes. With each context switch, our brains require up to 23 minutes to refocus fully. Do the math, we're losing hours of productive time daily without realizing it. What's particularly insidious is how we rarely pause to reassess how we work. We continue with ineffective habits that unknowingly consume valuable energy, then wonder why we feel perpetually behind despite working longer hours. This isn't just about productivity. It's about reclaiming agency over our creative lives. When we allow external demands to dictate our days, we surrender the deep thinking time necessary for meaningful work. Breaking free from this reactionary workflow trap requires conscious effort and consistent practice. It means learning to differentiate between urgent and important tasks, setting clear priorities at the start of each day, and having the courage to say no to non-essential commitments. Remarkable creative achievement emerges from consistency, not sporadic inspiration. Creative luminaries throughout history understood this truth. Choreographer Twyla Tharp rises at 5:30 a.m. for the gym. Painter Ross Bleckner works through the night when his mind is clearest. Ernest Hemingway wrote standing up at first light, tracking his daily word count. These aren't just quirky habits. They're deliberate systems designed to harness creative energy at its peak. Meaningful creative output requires prioritizing your ambitions over the world's demands by structuring your day to tackle creative work first before reactive tasks drain your mental resources. Build your routine around your natural energy rhythms, whether you're sharper in the morning or evening. Establish consistent creative triggers. Stephen King sits at his desk at the same time daily with the same music playing, signaling his brain it's time to write. Consistency trumps intensity. Working daily, even briefly, yields greater productivity than occasional marathon sessions. As Gretchen Rubin noted, "What I do every day matters more than what I do once in a while." Unlike computers, humans function in rhythms, requiring periods of renewal between expenditure. Two critical scientific findings should reshape our workdays. First, sleep is vital. Less than 2.5% of people function effectively on less than 7 to 8 hours. Second, our bodies follow 90-minute ultradian cycles of peak energy followed by natural dips. Elite athletes alternate between intense exertion and strategic recovery, understanding that growth happens during rest periods. Creative work demands similar rhythmic attention. By aligning with these natural cycles, getting adequate sleep, taking short breaks between focused work sessions, scheduling reflection time, and tackling important work when energy is highest, we become more productive. Even brief renewal moments, a 5-minute walk, deep breathing, or gazing out the window can reset your mental state and prevent diminishing returns from pushing through fatigue. The paradox of creative work is that doing less, more rhythmically, often produces more meaningful results than endless hours of depleted effort. Like Thoreau at Walden Pond, creative minds need solitude to hear their inner voice. In our hyper-connected world, moments of true aloneness have become rare, yet remain essential for accessing our deepest creative resources. Just 20 to 60 minutes of daily solitude can calm our monkey-like minds, helping us determine what truly matters and access creativity often drowned out by daily tasks and digital noise. During these quiet moments, our brains make connections between seemingly unrelated ideas and process complex problems in ways that directed thinking cannot. Effective times for solitude include early mornings, arriving early at the office, or finding quiet spaces like Wi-Fi-free coffee shops. Night owls can use late hours when the world grows quiet. The key is consistency, making solitude a non-negotiable part of your creative practice rather than an occasional luxury. Meditation serves as an excellent way to practice productive solitude. Beyond health benefits, it teaches you to notice urges to switch tasks without automatically acting on them, a crucial skill for maintaining focus in our distraction-rich environment. In our information-saturated world, attention has become our most precious asset. Knowledge workers face a paradox: solving complex problems requiring deep focus while remaining constantly available. Studies show multitasking is actually task switching, reducing effectiveness across all tasks. Reading while using instant messaging takes 25% longer, and email interruptions cause workers to lose time not just in responding, but in spending additional minutes cycling through other applications before resuming their primary task. The solution is implementing focus blocks, scheduling substantial chunks of time for undistracted work. During these blocks, eliminate all distractions, start with shorter sessions and gradually extend them, tackle clearly defined tasks, and consider working in different locations or with analog tools to avoid digital temptations. Email is particularly addictive because it operates on random reinforcement. Occasionally exciting messages keep us checking compulsively. Rather than relying on willpower, create structural solutions, like blocking email during productive morning hours. For long-term projects without immediate satisfaction, create visible progress markers to counteract the immediate gratification of clearing emails. Perfectionism, setting excessively high standards, can produce incredible work, but at enormous personal cost, causing mental stress, insomnia, and burnout. Even Maya Angelou repeatedly questioned her writing abilities despite her success. Creative perfectionists get trapped waiting for ideal conditions, obsessing over details, refusing to finish work, and dreading feedback. In contrast, creative pragmatists start despite imperfect conditions, define clear deliverables with realistic timeframes, accept good enough, and welcome feedback for growth. When blocked, identify the specific type of creative obstacle you're facing. Mark Twain recognized when his tank had run dry while riding Tom Sawyer and took a 2-year break. Virginia Woolf used long walks to unlock mental barriers through physical movement. Remember that creative blocks affect even the greatest talents, like Frida Kahlo, who painted powerful works while bedridden with chronic pain. Their persistence through self-doubt, criticism, and rejection is what made them exceptional. The professional journey extends beyond individual projects to building a sustainable creative career. True professionals deliver multiple successes while battling resistance, that internal force blocking our most important work. Between major works, resistance attacks through contradictory messages of arrogance and fear. Navigating this requires developing both fierce self-reliance and complete self-surrender. Professionals maintain unwavering standards regardless of circumstances, showing up daily to face the blank page. As professionals master their craft, many paradoxically grow younger in spirit and more innocent in approach, surrendering more fully to their gift and trusting the creative process. In our culture of instant gratification, committing to creative mastery may be the most countercultural choice available. Success comes not from sporadic inspiration, but from managing your daily practice with intention. Approaching your craft with dedication builds the foundation for both better work and a meaningful creative life spanning decades rather than moments.